At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy here today with a high of 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Topping area news, sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report a Griswold man was seriously injured and two teens were transported to the hospital to be checked out following a three-vehicle accident on the eastern outskirts of Council Bluffs Wednesday afternoon. Sheriff Jeff Danger said deputies were dispatched to the intersection of Highway 92 and Stony Brook Drive at around 3:20 p.m. Upon arrival, deputies found a motorcycle operated by Alden Pangelina of Griswold had collided with a 2012 Nissan Versa. The Nissan was operated by an unidentified juvenile female who was traveling with another juvenile female. An investigation determined both vehicles were initially traveling eastbound on Highway 92. Witnesses said the Nissan was in the process of turning north onto Stony Brook Drive when the collision occurred. As the collision occurred, the Nissan was pushed into the westbound lane of Highway 92, causing it to collide with a 2007 Mercury Mariner. The Mercury was operated by Jessica Luke of Oakland, with Laura Lashke of Macedonia as her passenger. Alden Pangelina suffered serious head injuries and was transported by medical helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Both of the juveniles were transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs as a precautionary measure. Jessica Luke and Laura Lashke refused treatment at the scene. Highway 92 was closed for eastbound and westbound traffic for about 3 hours Wednesday, while the traffic investigators from the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office worked the scene. Further investigation will be conducted into the cause of that accident. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested following an investigation into an alleged incident of assault on a school bus. The incident occurred following dismissal from school on Monday, September the 8th. No injuries were reported. Officials say on Monday, Wyatt D. Baldwin of Villisca was arrested on two counts of simple assault in connection with the incident. And yesterday, Nicole St. John and Jonah Kirsch, both of Villisca, were arrested on one count each of simple assault. All three juveniles were booked into Montgomery County Jail and then released to the custody of their parents. Their cases have been referred to juvenile court. No further arrests are expected in connection with the incident. An investigation into drug activity in the Hamburg and Farragut areas of Fremont County has resulted in the arrest of four persons along with the seizing of marijuana and cash. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department reports a deputy observed two persons near the 1000 block of Park Street in Hamburg. When he attempted to speak with those individuals, they fled on foot. 19-year-old Bradley Perry of Hamburg was subsequently taken into custody. Perry was arrested on two counts of delivery of controlled substances, possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, and interference with official acts. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $15,300 cash bond only. As part of the continuing investigation, two simultaneous search warrants were executed at residences in Farragut. And as a result, $3,000 in cash and about 80 grams of marijuana were taken into evidence. Officials say 17-year-olds Caleb Hudson and Jacob Bozer, both of Farragut, were arrested and charged with conspiracy to deliver. The teens were later released to their parents. 19-year-old Judson Crime of Sydney was arrested on an accessory after the fact charge. Crime was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $2,000 bond. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says additional charges are pending. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday released details concerning a single-vehicle personal injury accident that took place on August the 30th. Officials say Dustin Swagel of Red Oak was driving a 1995 Honda motorcycle on Jamison Road at around 5:30 p.m. and had attempted to pass another motorcycle. Swagel told authorities his cycle began to drift across the road and he was unable to correct its course. The cycle went into a ditch on the south side of the road and came to rest in a pool of water. Swagel's wife and passenger on the cycle, Tanya Swagel, was injured and transported to the Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak by Red Oak Ambulance. In our funeral announcements this morning, 80-year-old Lois Dix of Greenfield died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Lois Dix will be held today at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Janice Munn, age 93, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Janice Munn will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Eldon Hugh Rennie, age 87, formerly of Walnut, died Saturday in Minnesota. A celebration of life service for Eldon Rennie will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Patricia Steenson, age 100, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Patricia Steenson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Louise Miller, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead. Funeral services for Louise Miller will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Annette Perkins, age 95, of Audubon, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Annette Perkins will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jane M. Green, age 67, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Jane Green will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And June Anderson, age 58, who's formerly of Atlantic, died July 21st in Waverly. A gathering of family and friends and a potluck dinner in memory of June Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Cumberland Fire Department. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.